Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Leadership, the delegate dance, is always about the vision decision. It's about you or the leader or the group of leaders taking the mantle and that authority and accountability to say, okay, we've listened to all interested parties. We've done our best to understand what everybody needs and wants. But ultimately, this is the vision decision. This is where we are going to go together as a group. Someone's got to hold that space, take that mantle, lead that charge, repeat that vision over and over and over. Somebody or some group's got to own that. When you look at great movements that could have been, they didn't have someone or a particular group owning that vision decision. Because, right, you've heard also the phrase, too many cooks in the kitchen, too many voices, lacking aim or organization and alignment, is ruined. So you've got to decide, okay, I have this movement, I have this idea. Are you going to be the vision decision maker or among that group? Like in companies today, right? In the crazy times we're living economically, where there's so much funding of new startup companies, as an example, it's all about, okay, who's on this team? Who's the decision maker? What are they capable of? And where do they want to go together? And if you believe in them and you want to, if you're investing in a company, you want to believe in that team or that board. And that's going to define so much of how you invest, more than their metrics. Because it's about that dream team. Who's making the decision? But ultimately, leadership is going to rest on 1, 2, 3 people. And that's why you have CEOs of organizations, right? That's why you have, you know, the big leaders of movements from throughout history. It always kind of fell on someone who had to make the tough calls. And that vision decision shapes everything, you know, organizationally, economically. You think of like when a Steve Jobs left or was forced out of Apple and came back in, the approach that he had to take a vision decision was, oh, you know what? We're doing all these things. I think we need to go over here, and it might not be popular. And there's other voices saying support these things, but this is the track we're going to have to take and have to make those hard decisions. So it's always those things. Have open ears, make the hard decisions. The first principle, open ears. Second principle, vision decision. You have to own the vision decision. You have to be open to it. You have to be adaptable with it. But you've got to be the most committed person on the team, in the organization, in the culture, in the family. You've got to be the person who holds that thing together, who's entrusted with that. I always say leaders are really entrusted with service. They're entrusted with the vision. And as they're entrusted with that vision, they're also relied upon to make the hard decisions. What's some of the hardest decisions you ever made in your life? Like the hardest decisions you ever made in your life, could be in any area, your relationships, your finances, your career. What's some of the hardest decisions you've ever made? If you think about those hard decisions that you made, those hard decisions ultimately were made because you had a different vision at that moment. You didn't like where things were. You wanted to go in a different direction. And you bought into a vision of how things need to be different. Whether that was from like depletion, you were just exhausted, tired, didn't like it. Whether it was from a place of just like, oh, I recognize all the problems here, or I know there's a better solution, or it was highly aspirational for your future. You bought into a different vision and you made a decision from that vision. Well, I share that with you because part of the principle here, a vision decision, is to be aware, oh,
Your whole team is making hard decisions based on the vision. You're going to have to make hard decisions based on the vision. So here's a tough question. What the heck is the vision? What is it that you are after? What is it that you collectively want to move towards, want to achieve? And it doesn't have to be some pie in the sky forever, you know, 100-year out vision. It might be a 3-month out vision. It might be a 6-month out vision. But if you're not crystal clear about that vision with yourself, what will happen is, as people support what they create, as you open those ears, as you have those other conversations, you'll be unmoored to the beliefs, the values, and the direction that you want to go. You'll lose yourself in the noise. And this is the number one thing I see great leaders do to fail. They lost themselves in the noise. So much noise from the stakeholders, so much noise from the shareholders, so much noise in social media, the bad article written about them, the people trying to cancel culture them. They lose their foundation of their vision of themselves and their future, and they start becoming a ghost, fully adaptable and flexible into everything else everybody else wants. And now what they really are is a vessel carrying everybody else and everything else without that command level internally of, oh, I am in charge of this.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
If you read the Motivation Manifesto, you get the ethos of this, right? Every morning, you got to get up, you got to pick up that spear of purpose, you got to cast it as far as you can see it today. Throw that spear of purpose as far as you can today, as far as you can. And then your day is to go march towards that spear with so much commitment, so much discipline, so much resilience, that then you get that spear, you get to throw it out as far as you can again. That is having the vision, and that is having the discipline to go get it. The interesting thing is you have to take that outside of your head. You probably have a clearer vision for what's important to you than your wife does, than your partner does, than your friends do, than your family does. And so a huge part of the vision principle is you've got to communicate it more. You got to help everybody see what that vision ends up being, where they participated or they didn't, depending on your timing. And now it's like, oh, this is the thing we're rallying around. This is the spear. I'm going to throw it. We're going to go together. Okay, great. Let's go. And that command of the vision is what I mean by the vision decision. It doesn't mean other people didn't participate, but you own it. You own it. A big part about it is your life's decisions, whether you are conscious or unconscious throughout your life's decisions were leading to a vision. And today's a good opportunity to say, is this the vision? Is this what I wanted? Or did I not know what I wanted? Did I just go along the ride with everybody else and do what everyone else told me my whole life? Or did I architect this? Was I thoughtful about what the decision was, what I was after. Today's a good day to look at the vision you have for your life and ask, does it match what your reality is today? And if it doesn't, now the fun part, the hard decisions. All of personal development, the good part about it, is about the difficult decisions. I really believe that. It's about the difficult decisions, and it's about the disciplined habits that keep us growing and extending and reaching new levels of our potential. That's why I love it. That's why I love personal development. That's why I love it so much. Doesn't matter how much I'm working, how tired I am, where I've been in the world, how much travel, how much work. Doesn't matter what's going on with my family, my life, my finances, or whatever. I love personal development because it commands so much from you. It says, oh, you want to grow? Look at where you are, young man. Look at where you are, young lady. Decide, is that the vision you have for your life? No? Then make the hard decisions. Practice those disciplined habits to go where you want to go. I love that stuff. Today's a good day to evaluate the vision you have for your life. Overlay that to how your life really is. And then make the difficult decisions to start more disciplined moving towards that vision that you want. It's the stuff of accountability that lies within this principle. So when I talk about the vision decision, it's you own it, you're responsible for it, you've got to communicate it, and you got to be real about whether that vision is mapping to today. And if it's not, you got to initiate the decisions or the discussions with others to make the decisions. And you've got to discipline the habits to move towards that vision. You got to own it. That's the hardest part.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.